Focusing on Russia's next steps, I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. As Western leaders warn that Russia is poised to attack Ukraine, President Biden meeting today with his national security team and later held a call with French President Macron. Russia denies invasion plans. Russia's ambassador to the U.S., Anatoly Antonov, on CBS's Face the Nation.
We have our legitimate right to have our troops where we want on Russian territory. And I would like to say you that we are not a threat to anybody.
Russia continues military drills near Ukraine's northern borders. Meanwhile, daily life goes on as normal in Ukraine. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson is in Lviv.
If it wasn't for our reporting out of Washington, the Pentagon, you wouldn't think a Russian invasion was actually happening. You talk to people about it here on the streets, they think they kind of shrug and say, well, we've been going through this for 8 years since the annexation and invasion of Crimea, which, by the way, happened 8 years ago today. Now, we heard earlier that President Belarus announced today Russian forces are staying, not going home, after these drills, which were supposed to end today. German diplomats have now joined their American counterparts here in Lviv.
The French announced they will keep diplomatic staff in Kyiv. Israel's prime minister is critical of an emerging deal over Iran's nuclear program. Naftali Bennett says the deal will be weaker than a previous agreement and will create a more volatile Middle East. And he says Israel would reserve its right to take action against Iran if necessary. NASCAR began the new season today with the annual Daytona 500, the tour's biggest race.
And the 64th Daytona 500 is underway.
Mike Joy on Fox TV. Defending series champ Kyle Larson had the pole position. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A tragic police helicopter crash in Southern California. Huntington Beach Police Chief Eric Parra says it happened last night in shallow water near the coast.
One of the officers, a 16-year veteran, was extricated, and he went to a local hospital or nearby hospital where he is in critical condition, but he is doing okay. The other officer, a 14-year veteran, unfortunately and tragically passed away.
Parra says the department's other helicopters will be grounded until investigators find the cause of the crash. Volunteering to be jailed in Switzerland. Fox's Simon Owen reports from London.
Corrections authorities in Zurich, Switzerland, say they've received more than 800 applications after calling for volunteers to test out a new jail. The dress rehearsal next month will see those taking part treated like inmates, testing food, going through intake procedures, and walking the yard. Cell phones are banned. Strip searches are optional. Volunteers will also be given a safe word in case it all gets a bit much. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A sea turtle's freed in Florida just in time for mating season.
He was named Sheldon by Coast Guard rescuers who found him entangled in a crab trap line earlier this month. After being treated at a turtle hospital, the 230-pound reptile is now swimming around the waters off the Florida Keys in search of a mate. It's important because loggerheads are endangered, and Sheldon has a chance to help preserve the species. Marine experts estimate he's about 50 years old and well into his prime as a sexually reproductive male. Before being released back to the sea, he was fitted with a satellite transmitter tag so scientists can track his progress after rehabilitation. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.